I want you to find it today. In fact, we're going to work a little bit today on some attitude. So I want to pray, and I just celebrate this next generation that I hear worshiping and praising and what God's going to do with you. I thank you for being here today. If you don't mind, if you tell the person next to you, just tell them thank you for being here today. Good, good. And then tell them this. If you don't mind, go ahead and tell them this. I'm going to cop some attitude. Go ahead and tell them that you're willing to cop some attitude. Come on, I'm going to cop some attitude. And in fact, I'm going to encourage us to do something. We need to cop the attitude of Christ. You see, we're in desperate need of copping the attitude of Christ in our lives. And so I want to pray. I want you to be open in this message today. I was preaching last week in revival, and in the midst of worship, God re-slanted my message. And then as I was preaching that message, he showed me how he had taught me that message. And then in the midst of that, guess what he said? I'm sitting there listening to him. And he said, oh, by the way, when you get home, they need to hear it too. They need to hear this message too. I said, Lord, you know I'm not one of your fastest preachers. Who's they? He went, Hillview. I said, I got you. So I'm trying to be obedient today, okay? I just want to pray we cop an attitude. Once again, I want to tell y'all, there's somebody in your midst that needs to hear about your Jesus. And my heart's breaking like it's never broke. Man, it was a crazy last week. It was wonderful. 55 people. It was like 59 people were baptized last week in the surrounding Hillview ministry. You ought to get up about that. You ought to get up about that. But hold on. Hold on. Let me tell you. That's the attitude we got to cop. You see, Jesus wants to find you. Isn't that cool? Now, I want to help. We got some cool looking guests here today, by the way. Every once in a while, we get cool looking guests. That's one of these days. I want you to know that Jesus wants to find you. Wherever you've lost, or wherever you found yourself being lost, Jesus wants to find you. You hear that heartbeat? Jesus wants to find you. Now, I want to help our guests. Now, some of y'all that hang out at Hillview all the time, you go, why do you keep going over these things? We have new people all the time. Thank God. Thank God. Now, I want you to hear this. If you're going to hang out at Hillview, we are not religious. We're not religious. In fact, I think religion stinks. I think religion will kill you. I think religion is not what God's called the church to you. That's okay. Only half of you are going to be clapping. Because about half of you are religious. And I just got in your email. You know, it's not about doing a few things in the name of God. Salvation is about becoming what God has made you to be. And so what I mean by we're not religious, this thing's about a relationship. And so I want you to know, here's the good news today. God will find you. So if you came in here today and you've been ticked off at some church, hey, you'll get over that. I've been ticked at them all my life. And then guess what Jesus finally told me? I can save a church. I went, I guess you can. If you can save up a messed up puppy like me, I bet you can save the whole church. How many of you know that Jesus is in the finding business? And you know what Jesus does? He finds it. He finds it. So I'm going to ask you today, especially you next gen, man, I want you to get it. Now listen, I love the worship that's coming. I love the lights, the fog, all that. I'm kind of dramatic, so I get into all that. But that's not what it's about. It's not about worship. And so I just don't want y'all to be derailed about all these things. Okay, my generation, they are a bunch of seekers. And so guess what that means? They've sought in a lot of wrong places. You know, they did write that country song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, let me tell you what, we lived it out too. And even in the church, we've loved so many other things, Bobby, than Jesus. Well, what was Jesus about? He keeps telling us over and over and over again, and we go, what? Jesus said he's going to find it. Now, let's pray. Right here, we're going to pray. Lord, help us understand the attitude of find it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Jesus cares so much, he wants to find it. He wants to find it. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus will find it? How many of y'all got an it? How many of y'all have ever lost your it? Whatever it is, you lost it. And you found yourself as you wandered off, you find yourself wondering, will I ever be found? Here's the good news. Jesus is willing to find you no matter how lost you think you are. Is somebody hearing what I'm trying to say today? You see, Jesus is all about people that misplace themselves. How many of y'all have misplaced yourself? How many of y'all don't remember how you got there? You just know you're there. Guess what that's called, brother? Lost. Now, let me help you. Jesus says this all the time. I don't know why we in the church aren't into it. We want to write books finding ourselves and more for God, and I need more and more, and I got all these brothers and sisters, they looking for a fountain of glory, and you know, they off chasing rabbits. And while we off chasing rabbits, God's finding sheep. Oh, somebody hear what I'm trying to say today. How many of y'all are chasing rabbits instead of finding sheep? Well, let me tell you what Jesus did. He pointed his purpose. Next Gen. Is that all right? Is that a cool name? Am I politically correct enough to call y'all Next Gen? Next Gen. I don't want to call you Emerging Generation because that doesn't sound like you know what you're going to do. I want you to not emerge. I want you to go do something. We've already had Emerging and Seeking. They suck. Is that clear enough? I'm going to be clear today. Is that clear enough? Did y'all get that? Now, your parents are offended, and they're going to send me emails for saying such things in church. I think it stinks when the church won't do what Jesus says. What do you think? I think we need to hear it that boldly instead of all this. Well, I think we ought to be nice and polite and just really cool, and hopefully some people will kind of like connect to a spiritual sense, and they can like float. That's smoking dope. That ain't Jesus Christ. That's dope smoking. You know, Jesus Christ says, wait a minute, I'm lost and I need to be found. Y'all get that? I'm lost and I need to be what? Found. I got some good news. Jesus is willing to find anybody. He will find it. Go with me to Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Great news. God hangs out with sinners. Anybody excited about that? God will hang out with sinful people. Hear us, Lord. I want you to cop an attitude. I want you to cop an attitude where you can eat with sinners. Now let me tell you what Jesus did. Now the tax collectors and the sinners, they all gathered around to hear Jesus. Who gathered around? Sinners and who else? Crooked politicians and hell raisers gathered around to hear Jesus. Any of y'all know some crooked politicians? I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's married in this room, I guarantee you, you've been a crooked politician more than once. How many of y'all have ever kind of fudged the truth to your husband or wife according to your perspective? How many of you men like me have given an estimate before on a shotgun? You know, the shotgun cost $799 and you said it was around $400, which is a truth according to your perspective. Or you ladies, y'all got a better line. You're a little smarter than us. You all just come home and say, it was on sale. There you go. Right? We sound like politicians. Jesus is willing to hang out with politicians, even crooked politicians, because Jesus is fully committed to finding it. And he knows we lose it. And guess what it is? Our way to heaven. We can't get there on our own. We lose it. Does that make sense? We lose it. Sin takes it away. Because what Jesus says, he's committed to finding it. Isn't that great news? God's committed to finding it. Now, the tax collectors were there, and the sinners were there to hear him. They were there to hear Jesus. So if you're a sinner today, welcome. Jesus wants to talk to you. I don't know about y'all, but that's good news. I'm glad to know Jesus wants to talk to us. Anybody glad to know Jesus wants to talk to us? I mean, that's cool. And I don't know about you, but I have messed up more than once. How many of y'all have messed up more than once? How many of y'all have even done this trick? Come here on Sunday, ask God to forgive you, and you did it again on Monday. Any of y'all, me too. And guess what the Lord said? I'm still going to find you. How many of y'all glad to know today you can't get lost enough that God can't find you? That's the good news in this place. God can change it. And you ought to be clapping about that because he can what? change it. Now, let me tell you what, if you're visiting with us today, we believe this deal to be real. It's either real or it's what? Not. I've been accused of being plain spoken. That's just a nice way for saying he tells it like it is. I'm going to tell you like it is. God wants to save you today. There is a Jesus that wants to save you today. He's all committed to finding you. Now, if we're going to be a church that follows Jesus, then we got to get committed to finding what he loves. And he loves lost things. Jesus loves to find lost things and bring them home. I mean, I didn't realize how much he loved to do that, but he taught me a lesson on lost things. Jesus Christ taught me a lesson on lost things. I thought I knew about lostness. And guess what? I know some of y'all are studying to be in the ministry. I've studied lostness. I've seen the lostness statistics. I know that right now we got 91,500 people that are disconnected from Jesus Christ in our county. This is Warren County. I'm not talking about Kenya. I'm talking about Kentucky. And guess what? This is why we don't like to be responsible here. We can actually do something about it here. I can't speak Swahili, but I can speak Smith Grove. I can't speak Russian, but I can speak Russell. I can't speak a lot of cool languages, but I know how to speak South Central Kentucky English. I can find it here. How many of y'all, if you just found it where you were, everywhere else would get better? If everybody found it, Bobby, the whole world would be changed. But guess what? We always want to go somewhere where we're about halfway accountable instead of going all the way where we find it. I got a shepherd that'll find it. And guess who taught me this? I wish I could tell you it was the great commentaries of the world or some cool preacher, or I went onto some website where they had, you know, cool preacher of the month, and he taught me about lostness. Let me tell you who taught me about lostness. Jesus did, through a dog named Max. Here's what Jesus said. He said, oh, y'all want to mutter about the people I hang out and eat with? You all don't think lost people are important? Jesus said, well, suppose you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. He said, every one of you, if you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them, wouldn't every one of you go after that lost sheep until you what? Found it. Look at the scripture. He said, that shepherd will go till you find it. Now, I'm going to ask you a challenging question right now. How many of you will stay on it till you find it? That's the kind of pursuit Jesus has for those that don't know him. And that's how much love Jesus has for every one of us. He wants to find it. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus will find it in you? And then he'll bring it home. Now watch this. Max taught me this. We have a dog in our house named, guess what? Max. Max, guess what happened to him? He got lost. December the 22nd, 2011. There he is right there, Max. If you look, Max looks a lot like Blake, and they're all in the family together there. Hey, hanging out. Max looks a little bit like Blake. Let me tell you about Max. He's just a dog. But you see that pretty blonde next to Max there called my wife? She loves Max more than me. Max never misses dinner on time, never misses breakfast. Max always cuddles her. Max is there by her side. Max loves Elizabeth. December the 22nd, 2011, a crisis hit the Ayers household. A crisis. Max went missing. Max is not much of a dog. He can't point a bird. He won't retrieve a bird. He won't hunt. He just licks you on the face, jumps up on you, and lets you know you're worthy of being loved. But as far as useful dog skills, he has none. He will sit if you act like you're holding a piece of food in your hand and say, sit, Max. But basically, his only capability is wallowing all over you, letting you know that he what? Loves you. That's it. Well, Our daughter came home from college. She opened the door as Max had been let out for 3.5 years. Max went out to do his business, trail around the woods, seek out life, and then eventually he comes back in. Now, Max is skilled. He could be a burglar dog. He can open the back door and come in by himself. He hits the rail handle on the door and pushes the door and comes in. Well, usually he just comes back in and you feel a great chill coming through the house and Max has entered back in. Clacy got preoccupied for a couple hours. No Max. She went outside and yelled for Max. No Max. She called her mama. Her mama immediately dropped what she was doing on December the 22nd, 2011, which happened to be the day that I was celebrating 27 years of marriage with this woman. I had evening plans. The plans involved a nice meal, candlelight, a little Barry White, and some anniversary activity. God will find it, though. And guess what? When things get lost, and if we cared about lostness like this moment, the world would be moving toward Jesus because Jesus would be moving in their hearts. Guess what happened? December the 22nd, 2011, at 3:30, I get a call. Honey, I am home. I have yelled for Max. Max will not come. He is gone. He is missing. Clacy let him out and he has not returned. We have a missing Max. Come home immediately and call for him. Honey, I hate to let you know this, but I have some humans in crisis and they also were missing. And I got some counseling appointments. So I called my son, Blake. I said, Blake, put your camo on. Get your hunt on, baby. Go find Max in the woods. So Blake's got his rubber boots on. Trees can't even see him. He's so camoed out. He walks 1.5 miles through the woods. He calls me. He said, Dad, there's some big trouble. I said, what is it? He said, dog's gone. Gone. I mean gone. I said, what do you mean gone? He said, the dog is gone. I've gone 1.5 miles perimeter. He's got it all mapped out. I've looked on my phone. Dog's gone. Eventually, Mark Hale gets in the truck with me, and Mark's all tore up, and he goes, we got to find the dog. He goes, what if it got run over? I said, it's dead. I mean, dog gets run over, it's dead. What a way to spend an anniversary. And guess what? I got home and I thought, man, I'm going to be superhero here. Because Max knows when I call him, if he doesn't come, if it's a long period of time, he might as well stay out. Because I'm fixing to get disturbed. So I thought I was going to walk out on the back porch, as cool as I am. And I was going to go, here, Max! Max! Then I would hear, here he comes running, comes to the patio. I pick Max up, put him in the house, and then we're on to candlelight and Barry White. Didn't happen that way. Dog was lost. I went out there and yelled, here, Max! Nothing but just raindrops. Silence of the woods. I went, oh, man. Well, my son, being as inexperienced as he is about the things of the world, he said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Dad. You know, he was going to step in. He's trying to help his dad. I understand. I appreciate the effort. He just doesn't understand things. He said, you and Mom go on down to Nashville, and I'll wait for Max. I said, now, there's some useless expenditure of money right there. He said, well, you mean? I said, her mind's on one thing, lost Max. She doesn't even know you and I. That she and I have been married. She could care less. She only knows one thing. What? Lost. Lost dog. Lost Max. Now hold on, folks. What if we got that kind of heart for lost people? You know what happened? People got on Facebook. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. I mean, Facebook blow up. There were over 1,500 entries over this lost dog. I've never seen 100 entries over a lost person. The lost dog, is it find Max? And I mean, Facebook was pretty cool, man. And we started getting Max alerts. So guess what I did on my evening? The evening of my anniversary? I'm at 7 o'clock walking around with my rubber boots in this wet field out there in the dark with a flashlight going, Max, Max, happy anniversary. I ain't hearing no Barry White. I'm hearing Three Dog Night. One is a lonely number. That's for all you old people in here. And you get them out there to flat. And then it goes on. We stop at nothing to find a lost dog. We stop at nothing to find a lost dog. Because you know what God's trying to teach this pastor? Until he finds it. 12 midnight, I'm out in Alberton. Now, out in Alberton, this is just warning y'all. Out in Alberton, we fully believe in the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms and use them on anybody that crosses our fences. Guess where I am at 12 o'clock midnight, 12:30. In a dude's field. Max! Elizabeth said, if you just went up to that house, I said, I'm going to get shot. I mean, we're out in fields. People don't even know where they live. They ain't even in the census. Because we've had a Max spotting. How many of y'all that tore up about your lost friends? See, I said we're going to copy out attitude, Kelly. How many of y'all that tore up? Tell you that tore up on in the morning, early in the morning on WCVK about the lost people tuned in to 90.7? That's the attitude of Jesus. We go all night long. Guess what? No Max. I was worried, though. I was worried because this dog is metrosexual. I mean, this dog ain't got no tough about him whatsoever. I mean, he takes showers. He smells like shampoo. He slept on a bed all of his life. He's never been in the wilderness. He don't know how to bite nothing, kill anything. We out there in Alberton. It's wild out there. It's like Africa. We got coyotes. We got like big Great Danes that look like giraffes. We got lions. It's dangerous out there in Alberton. Poor Max out there. He did by himself. And Elizabeth, she's laying there all night long. I'm thinking Barry White. And this is what I get for my anniversary. All night long. I guarantee you she won't cry that much when I'm dead as she did over that dog. So I thought to myself, I said, well, I'm going to tell you what, Seth, we got to do something about this. I mean, anniversary's gone. It's overdone. Write it down. Lost dog. I'm worried about Christmas. My children ain't going to have Christmas. So, man, I thought I'd be really kind, so I do what everybody does. Because you know what? Sometimes when people get lost, I'm going to ask you, what do we do when people in here get lost? I wish. I mean, people in our youth group, people in our college group, people around us. I mean, how much do we really care? You know what we usually do? We just forget them. Man, I wish I could tell you I hadn't said this. I've had some people leave this church. I was glad they's gone. I'm being honest. I didn't have to hear them anymore. Then I started reading the Bible. Man, anyway, Jesus says, I'll go until I find them. See, that's my attitude. Jesus' attitude, I'll stay with you till you find it. I'm going to help you find it. I'm going to help you discover that I've saved you, that I love you, and you are going to live a better life. Jesus is going to stay with it until he what? Well, I did what all good dads do. I was going to get another dog. So I get on the internet and I found a boxer puppy. Kind of looked like Max, except it was a little better. It looked smarter on the internet. And I mean, it looked like a little beefier and stuff. About 8 weeks old. Had a little Christmas bow on him. I said, this will work. So I called Markell in there. I said, Mark, come on in here. I done found a dog. Look how cute this dog is. So I called Elizabeth. I said, I'm going to go get us another dog. She goes, what? She said, if I die before you, what are you going to do? Get on the internet and look for a new wife before I even. I mean, she's tore up. I said, honey, I'll let you stay cold for a couple days before I go looking. You know, she's tore up. She wanted that dog just like Jesus wants you. He don't want somebody that looks like you or acts like you. He wants you. Well, I looked at Markell and I said, we're going to go get that dog. He said, no, we're not. He said, we need to give it one more day. I said, the dog's gone, Mark. The dog can't survive in the wilderness. The dog is gone. Face facts. Y'all want face facts. I'm the guy around here that always has to be the realist. Y'all always on some wishful hope and a prayer. I mean, face it. The dude probably got shot. Who knows? He goes, you should always look at the negative. I said, I ain't looking at the negative. I'm looking at the real. By the time I got that out of my mouth with all pride, boom, Elizabeth called. There's been a dog sighting. 4:15, the 23rd, 2011. Son Mark and I ripped out of this parking lot, and I wish I could tell all of our law enforcement agents in here that I obeyed the speed limit of the Commonwealth, but I did not. I arrived at Bays Fork in 77 minutes from this location. My Ford F-150 was hauling because I was going to go find that. Got out of the truck. Mark Hale's with me. And guess what happened? And this lady came out on the front porch, and I said, ma'am. She goes, I went to school with you. I said, was I nice to you? And she said, yes. I said, you seen a dog around here? She said, not lately. And I said, well, what do you mean by not lately? She said, not in the last 15 minutes. I said, have you seen a dog? It kind of looked like a deer. She went, yes. I went, oh, thank you, Jesus. I wanted to go, and was he running sideways like he wasn't real smart? Because then I know it was him. She said, he kind of went back that way. You know, back that way is 100 acres of briars. I said, oh, dear God, please, if you love this dog, make him appear. And if he's dead, raise him from the dead. Just get him back to Elizabeth. Wish I cared that much about lost people. Lost things. Lostness. God gave me Max to talk about lostness. Guess what happened? I went back there in those briars, and there was an old barn back there, and there was a shed back there. Sure enough, Max, he wasn't that dumb. Guess what he found him to sleep in? A shed. That dog ain't ever slept unless he had a roof over his head. He ran off and found him a barn, but he didn't like it because there was no customer service there. And he's used to the concierge. Oh, Max, I turned in those briars and I looked and I said, oh, God, I hope he's here. And I yelled his name. You know, I yelled his full name like your mama did when you was in trouble. How many of y'all got your full name when you was in trouble? How many of y'all ever had God call you by your full name? Man, me too. I mean, I know I'm in trouble when God goes, Stephen Lee. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, whatever it is. In fact, God, I already know what it is, and I'm sorry for that. I looked and I said, Maximus Ulysses. And guess what I heard? He flops his ears like a helicopter. And I heard his collar. And guess what he did? He came running. And I wish I could tell you I was a big old tough guy, but I'm not. I had tears running down my eyes. I said, Max! And that old dog, he jumped up in my arms and he's slobbering everywhere. And I'm just loving on him right here. And I got him in my arms. And I come around the barn and I saw Mark Hale leap like no other white man's ever leaped in the world. I never seen a white boy get up in the air like that before. This is Pastor Mark, both hamstrings. He's up in the air and he goes, oh, Jesus. He couldn't help it. I ain't lying. Pastor Mark was up on the car doors of an F-150 Ford. You know what? We put Max in that truck, man. He slobbered all over the truck, laid down in the floorboard, and he's home. And guess what? He got home when he got in that truck. Somebody hear me. He was home when he got in that truck. We stopped at an intersection. Elizabeth saw us. She threw her car in park. She forgot there were four other cars behind her. She goes running across. Hold on. I'm going to tell you, people go crazy when the lost gets found. People go crazy when the lost get found. You, that's the kind of attitude I hope we cop. You know what Jesus said that shepherd does? He stays with it until he finds it. And when he finds it, he puts it on his what? Shoulder. And he takes it home. And on his way home, guess what he does? He calls his friends and neighbors and gathers them together and says, let us rejoice. This lost sheep of mine has now been what? Found. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Look what he says right here. It's Jesus talking. I tell you the truth. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. The American church does not believe that. You know what they care about? The 999. You know how I know? A long time ago, I used to go to their preachers' meetings. This is how messed up they are. They'd go, "How many you got?" I go, "None, thank God." "How many's Jesus got here?" That's what matters. Because you see, when Jesus finds you, you'll never be lost again. When Jesus finds you, you'll never be lonely again. When Jesus finds you, you will never be broken again. When Jesus finds you. And guess what he wants to do today? Find you. Some of you say, "Well, I don't know if Jesus can save me." Why? Are you not a sinner? "Well, Jesus doesn't understand my special sin." There are no special sins. They're just sins. Some of y'all get so cocky about your sin. You think you're unique. No, you're not. You're just a sinner headed to hell like everybody else. In need of grace. Like what? Everybody else. No special sin. It'll all kill you. Kind of scary, isn't it? Gossip will kill you just like Jack Daniels. You ain't never heard no gossip sermon, have you? I've heard a lot of Jack Daniels sermons. Never seen Jealous Anonymous in the church. God knows we need it. Or what about Gossip Anonymous? "Hello, I'm powerless to talk about anybody but everybody. I tweet, Facebook, all the gossip I know, whether it's true or not, so that I might feel significant in this world. I would like to surrender my sinful life over to Jesus' life that he might find me and I could tell a greater story. The work he's done in me." That's what it means to be found by who? Jesus. I just want you to know, guys, here's my only concern. Has Jesus found you? I'm glad you attend. I mean, I think that's great. But has Jesus found you? Because I asked him once, he finds you. What? He found you when you was a little girl. And what does he do? He brings you home. Always. Anybody here glad? Just sing about it, Jesus. Preach about it, Jesus. Teach about it, Jesus. That always brings you home. Pretty good, isn't it? And church, I don't want you to let up. Today, I'm going to open up an offering. An offering from God. That at this altar, anybody gathered here today shall and can and will be saved. That's pretty good news, isn't it? Why? I just think it's great to know Jesus is willing to what? Find you. I'm telling you, church, don't make it about the 99. Jesus said it ain't about the 99. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Now, I know that ticks all you church people off because you think Jesus is about your righteousness. Well, let me tell you what he thinks about our righteousness. Would you really like to know what Jesus said about your righteousness? Not John Osteen or Joe Osteen or your favorite commercialized preachers. Here's what Jesus said about our righteousness. He said, it's like filthy rags. So you know all the good stuff we're impressed with that we have TV shows about and talk shows about and all the good stuff we say that we can do? God says, that stinks. But he said, if you let me find you, you will smell the fragrance of heaven. That smells good. Heaven is second chance, third chance, 100th chance. It's welcome home. And guess what? There's some folks in here that need to be welcome home. And there's some others of you that need to be welcome back. In fact, a lot of churches, welcome back. Said, "Pastor Steve, I messed up." So have I. And guess what Jesus says? Welcome back. Now, did y'all get this today? What would happen if y'all copped an attitude like that? I'm going to stay with Jesus until my best friend finds it. I'm going to help people what? Find it. How many of y'all can blame your life on Jesus? I'm not a product of First Baptist Church. I get so tired of people, "Well, now, Harris is a product of Southern Seminary." No, I'm not. Because I follow Jesus. And he doesn't have products. He has persons that he welcomes home. to a greater situation than they previously found themselves in. Max! Max! Here, Max. Maybe Jesus has been calling your name that loud for a long time, but you've been too far in the woods to stop and listen. So stop and listen right now and let him tell you, Bobby Sue, welcome home. Johnny, your sins are forgiven. Janet, you're forgiven, honey. Sherry, Sue, Jeanette, Jonna, Steve, Bill, Bob, Ty, Jack, Joe, Kevin, Carrie, Andrew, you're forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Come on. Let's go home. Let's go home. Because I tell you how far you'll go. He'll go all the way to an old rugged cross. And he'll stretch his arms out. And he'll drip blood on an old, nasty, gnarly piece of wood. So that you and I can come home. And then 3 days later, he said, we ain't stopping there. 3 days later, he's going to move a big old stone in front of a big old hole. And he's going to come out of that place of death and say, let's live. Let's live. Let's live. So I say in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come on home today. Amen. Come on home. If you don't mind, stand up with me. As we come to this altar today, there's going to be some people saved today. You say, what am I doing in church today? You're here so Jesus can find you because he loves you. He always has. He's never left you. He never will. God wants to what? Find you. Now, if you would like to argue with me theologically, I'll argue with you. Jesus finds people. But people care that others get found. And if you don't care about anybody else in this room, I hope you get saved today. Because it is impossible to claim the salvation of Jesus Christ and not love what he created. I ask you, have you found it? These words, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. These words, girl, come on out of there. I saved you a long time ago. We ain't living there anymore. Come on, son. You've wandered long enough. Let me take you home. That's the God we worship at Hillview Heights Church, and a whole lot of other churches worship that Jesus in Warren County and surrounding counties. And the more he's lifted up everywhere, the more things will be changed anywhere. So I call you today. I'm glad to see tears in your eyes. There ought to be tears in mine. Because there's some folks here that need Jesus. People have been saved in the last two services, and I know God's going to save some more. If you have not been baptized, it is time to get baptized. I'm not going to fuss at you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, church, I love you, but we're going somewhere now. If you're looking for a church that's going to pat you on top of the head and give you all that ooey gooey stuff, I'm glad y'all are here. At least we'll have a few tough ones in your generation. I'm glad that you all are into more than smoke and lights and woo. Oh, by the way, y'all think that's new? We've been doing that since the 60s. And that's long before any of y'all were even a twinkle in the eye of your parents or a thought. Ain't nothing new. I tell you something, it's cool though. Jesus didn't call us to be new. He called us to be find it, people. Find it. So let him find you right now. Pray with me, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for a great day of worship. I thank you that you've called our church today to have more attitude than it really has in a while. Lord, as we pray at this altar, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, you're going to seal off these entrances, and we're not going to bail out of here, and we're not going to think about what we got to eat right now. But Lord, we might give you enough time, the lover of our soul, the savior of our soul, that we might contemplate where we really are in our walk with Jesus. Lord, I ask that this altar would fill up in the name of Jesus. Fill up with people receiving your grace, coming to be baptized, coming to pray for their friends that need to be found, coming because you love us all, Lord. Now, I want you to look at me. Listen, I love y'all. Thanks for being here today. If this is your first time here today and you don't know Jesus, he wants to save you. You said, Pastor, how can you say that so confidently? I know him. He saves sinners. I know him. I'm a sinner that's been saved. And he wants to save some people today. He wants some of you to come and be obedient to baptism. He wants others of you to come and pray for your lost friends. I tell you what he doesn't want us to do today, though. He don't want us to stand here and stare at the altar. What do you think? I think we've done that long enough in the American church, don't you? We've come in long enough and heard about the great things God can do and then walk out absolutely doing nothing. Give him praise. He's saving people right now. Come on, give him praise. I want you to praise God that people are being saved at this altar. See, we need to get back to that. All right, listen, this altar is going to be released in the name of Jesus. You know he loves you. You've heard it today. He wants to find you. So come and invite Christ. Receive the gift he's given. The love he's providing. Come on home right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Church, we got people coming to be saved right now. We got people coming to be baptized right now. Y'all, come on. Pastors, get on full alert, asking everybody if they know Jesus. Ask every one of them, even if they know Jesus, they'll smile and say, absolutely. Come on, free this altar up. Come on, church, in the name of Jesus. Amen.